Chapter 16. Why this cannot go on forever. This book has followed a single thread upward. From laws to structure. From structure to organization. From organization to memory. From memory to replication. From replication to hierarchy. From hierarchy to prediction. From prediction to intelligence. At each step, something survived because alternatives failed. Now the thread ends. Not because there is nothing more to say, but because saying more would undo what has been said. The pattern that has repeated. Every major transition in this book followed the same logic. A new pressure appeared. Existing structures failed under that pressure. A new constraint stabilized what remained. That constraint was internalized. The scaffold disappeared. This pattern cannot repeat indefinitely. Each step increased cost, fragility, dependency, internal coupling. Survival has become expensive. Intelligence is already the last scaffold. Intelligence is different from what came before. Earlier scaffolds stabilized motion, stabilized energy, stabilized organization, stabilized memory, stabilized replication. Intelligence stabilizes the process of stabilization itself. It is error correction applied to models, expectations, internal constraints. There is no higher lever to pull. Why meta-intelligence does not add a new regime? One might imagine intelligence that redesigns intelligence. Models of models of models. Infinite reflexivity. These do exist, briefly. But each additional layer increases delay. Multiplies failure modes. Amplifies self-reference instability. Meta-levels collapse faster than they help. The system must eventually commit. The cost ceiling. Every stabilizing move in this book had a cost. Error correction costs structure. Memory costs rigidity. Replication costs variation. Hierarchy costs delay. Prediction costs wrong action. Intelligence costs energy and fragility. At some point, the cost of further stabilization exceeds the cost of collapse. That point is not universal. But it exists. No system escapes it. Why explanation stops here? This book does not explain why there is a universe. Why laws exist. Why survivability matters. It never tried to. It explains only this. Why certain structures persist once others fail. Beyond intelligence, there is no new structural survivor to invoke. Only variation within the same regime. What remains after explanation ends? When explanation stops, what remains is practice. Intelligent systems do not reach certainty. They manage uncertainty. They act with incomplete models. Revise under constraint. Accept irreducible error. Operate near collapse. There is no final equilibrium. Only ongoing containment. The final symmetry. At the beginning of Rise I, law survived because contradiction could not persist. At the end of Rise II, intelligence survives because rigidity cannot persist. Both are limits. Neither is a purpose. The last elimination. There is one thing this entire framework eliminates. The idea that explanation must go on forever. At every level, survival is what closes the question. When nothing survives beyond a point, explanation ends honestly. Final sentence of the book. The universe does not build upward toward meaning, it sheds what cannot last. What remains looks like order only because everything else disappeared.